A good person, out of the store of goodness in his or her heart, produces good. But an evil person, out of a store of evil, produces evil. For from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the little tiny child in his hands. He's got you and me, sisters, in his hands. He has you and me, brothers, in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. Good morning. May the peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with each and every one of you. Thank you. Well, here we are, the last weekend for a while of ordinary time. But you know, it's not really ordinary time. I know it's, you know, and it's not green gold time either. You all know what that means. But it's really not ordinary. This is the time when there are long periods of prayer, of joy, of contemplation, of caring, of compassion during this ordinary time where we give thanks and are grateful to our God for all the graces, all the free gifts that we don't have to ask for, but we just receive if we are just open to receiving those graces. So in a couple of days, we're going to enter into the Lenten season. And, you know, that's a season that is a time for quiet. It's a time for solitude. It's a time for prayer and just contemplative time in the dark. Father Tom loves the contemplative time in the dark, don't you, Father? He does. He's not even saying anything. He's practicing because he likes the quiet. He likes the calmness. He likes the silence and solitude where he can just sit and listen. And I do too. I've grown to learn that. And a lot of it comes from Father, but a lot of it comes from many of you as well. But this is a time of year, as in the next 3 days, we go to Ash Wednesday coming up this Wednesday, and we come in to receive those ashes on our forehead to remember who and whose we are. We remember that we have to open our hearts this time of year, really open them. Ordinary time, we come, we go, we pray, we sit, we contemplate, we say our prayers, we're here at Mass. I would encourage you to come during, if you want to do something special for Lent and not give anything up, if you'd really like to, you could join about 60 to 70 parishioners. Some of you are here that come every single day for Mass. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday at 8 a.m., Thursday, Friday at 7:15 a.m. But that's quite a great number when you consider it's in the middle of the week. And that's because they've understand the quiet. Weekday Masses are very contemplative, very quiet. We don't have all the music going on and all the rituals that we normally see on Sundays. But if you want to add something to your Lenten time of prayer and contemplation, come before Mass. They have rosary on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays before, and they have rosary after the Thursday and Friday as well. And it's really a great time to sit in community and to be thankful and to prepare ourselves for Lent, for the time of preparing and to travel with the Lord on the road to Calvary, on the road of Dolorosa. Because the Lord asks us, when I was reading the scriptures and preparing for this week, The last lines that I read again were really spoke to me about really what comes from my mouth. Fortunately, my wife's not here, so she won't be able to tell you, but sometimes some strange things come out of my mouth. But it's really about what's in my heart. And when I speak to you during any times, coming in, going out, here if I'm preaching some weekend, it all comes from my heart. It really does. And it's taken me a while to surrender my heart, surrender my life to the Lord and just trust. That's hard. Hard for all of us, just to surrender and let the Lord and trust the Lord with our lives. But that's what he asked us to do. When the Lord came down and brought human and divine together, he walked this earth. He opened his heart to everyone. Even on the cross, the greatest example of self-sacrificing love, what we call agape love, total self-sacrifice. He gave himself totally for each and every one of us. And look how those hands are wide open, waiting for you to come. His heart is wide open. And even though there was a lance of evil and death and sin that pierced his side, he was willing to open his heart. And because of that, we now have the divine grace, the divine mercy, the divine forgiveness that he gave as a free gift to you. You didn't earn it. I didn't earn it. Father didn't earn it. The Lord came and gave us this free gift, this blood and water, that we then come to the altar and Father, as the persona Christi at Mass, asks the Holy Spirit to come down and make the bread and wine into the body, blood, soul, and divinity of the Lord, so that we can participate fully in that relationship, because it's all about relationship. It's all about opening the heart. You all want wonderful, healthy, caring, loving relationships. We don't always have them day in and day out, but we can day in and day out if you surrender, if you trust that the Lord is looking out for your good. Remember, Jesus always said, I'm here not to do my will, but the will of the Father for the good of the Father and for all he come in contact with. And that's what he expects of us as his disciples. It's a hard thing. We have to trust, we have to surrender, and we have to open our hearts to those times when we are wounded, but forgive, but to love, to continue to care. And if we can do that, then we are truly living a disciple's life. And you know what he promises each and every one of us. He died on this cross. He went into the grave. But he came back and was risen. And he offers that to each and every one of us. Every one of us, if we only surrender and only trust in the Lord. So remember in the second reading, Paul, death, where is your sting? Death is conquered. I know people say, well, you just die and that's it. Well, we Christians do not believe that. We Christians believe that, as Jesus said, they are just sleeping. Someday at that time was he'd raise that child or raise that servant. But he will raise us all again as well. Not only by spirit, but our bodies as well. And it'll be like his body. That's what he taught us. That's what we believe as Catholic Christians. So, as you prepare to come forward, and you prepare to receive the body, blood, soul, and the divinity of the Lord, remember that you get to take the Lord physically inside of you, and he becomes a part of your heart, you become a part of his heart, so you need to begin to live his heart. And for those of you who are at home listening on the radio, I know you're not here physically to receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of the Lord, but there is a spiritual communion that you can receive. If, again, you sit quietly, you contemplate, you open your heart to the Lord and ask him to come into you this moment, that spiritual communion will happen. And same with you. If you're not going to receive communion today and you come forward for a blessing, open your heart, let the Lord in, and let him stay there with you all week long, all of your life. We're the only ones that turn away from our God. Our God never turns away from us. So think about that as we prepare for Lent, as we prepare for the way of the cross, as we prepare for the most wonderful miracle to happen on the face of the earth, the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, which also means our resurrection in the days and years ahead. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the little bitty babies in his hands. He's got you and me, sisters. In his hands, he's got you and me, brothers. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. Amen. Amen. Amen.